Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the most incredible story that you have ever heard in your life. The Lord Jesus Christ came to Mary Catherine Baxter and took her out of her body on 40 consecutive nights and took her on a tour of hell. And now open your heart and listen to the revelation that God gave to Sister Baxter.
This message is a divine revelation of hell as given to Mary Catherine Baxter. I thank God for this opportunity to put on tape my book, The Revelation of Hell, which was given to me by the Holy Ghost and inspired by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My friends, I give God the glory, honor, and first place in my life. I pray that these tapes may go around the world and set many captives free. This is the work of God, and I pray that He may be exalted and get all the credit and honor. In 1976, when I lived in Detroit, Michigan, God saw fit to reveal unto me the depths, the degrees, and the levels, and the torments of hell. He also showed me revelations on the beast, parts of heaven. He showed me about what happens to babies when they die. And He also revealed to me about the servants of God who did not obey their calling. He also brought the Word of God alive to me so that I may present it to you in the revelations and depths of the Holy Ghost. These things that you're about to hear are true. They are of God. This message will set the captive free and bring knowledge and understanding to the people of this world. I don't know why God chose me to reveal these things to the world. This message will go around the world, but there will be persecution. And the persecution will be worth it all. For if one soul gets to heaven through my testimony, it will be worth it all. If you could see the souls that are burning in flames of hell and the torments that are down there daily, second after second, minute after minute, hour after hour, you would cry out against hell. You would cry out against sin and doubt and unbelief. I was raised in a full gospel church, but do you know I never heard hell preached like God showed it unto me. I've heard other ministers talk about hell, but I've never heard hell preached like God showed it to me. But my friends, until God took me there, you cannot imagine the shock and the reality of what a soul goes through when it dies. When the books are opened before Jesus Christ, He alone has the power to cast your body and soul into hell. There is a God in heaven who created the heavens and the earth. He created you and every person who ever lived. He is a holy God, a God of love, righteousness, and justice. He is also a God of wrath, taking vengeance upon every soul and sinner. God cannot tolerate sin. God now commands every person to truly repent of his sins and to believe on his only Son, Jesus Christ, as the Savior and Lord. Jesus came down from heaven, born of Virgin Mary, lived a holy life, and finally died on the cross of Calvary, shedding His precious blood as an atonement to God for our salvation, if we would only believe in Him. Now I will go into the depths of my vision. The Lord took my spirit out of my body and translated me into hell with Him. I walked with Jesus Christ of Nazareth through these experiences that I'm about to share with you. I was in my home praying in Detroit, Michigan in 1976, and I'd been praying for weeks in the Holy Spirit. I'd gone to a full gospel businessmen's meeting, and I'd been desiring the Holy Spirit, and Demas Shikari prayed with me when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was praying that night in my home. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. God visited me. My husband and my children were in bed, and they were all asleep. As I was preparing to go to bed, suddenly a bright light appeared at the foot of my bed. And in the center of the light was Jesus Christ, and He was in the form of a human. He was about 6'3", very broad shoulders. He had eyes like rivers of eternity, and He had a Jewish look, and He had a Jewish haircut. He manifested Himself to me in this way. And He reached out His hand out of the center of the light, and He said, "Come, come with me." And immediately my spirit came out of my body, and I stood beside Christ, and I looked at my body on the bed by my husband, and the Lord Jesus said to me, "Fear not, for you shall go with me, and we shall go down into the depths of hell, and you shall tell this report unto the world. My friend Jesus was with me during the walking, the talking, and I asked him many questions, for I'm not afraid of the Lord. And he said unto me, Come, my daughter. And when he spoke, the top of my bedroom seemed to roll back, and I went up with Jesus through the roof of my home. And I looked back at my family, and he said, Fear not, for they shall be safe. Jesus said, I say unto the people, Hear and live unto me, and fear not man, but fear God. For I, the Lord, can cast your soul into hell, not Satan. Believe this report, saith the Lord, for these things are faithful and true. For the powers of darkness are real, and the judgments are true. I am the door, saith Jesus. No man can come to the Father but by me. Hear the words of this tape, for he is the Spirit of the Lord. For I am love, I will forgive. I, the Lord Jesus, shall take my child into hell by my Spirit, and I will tell her in detail the parts of hell I want the world to know. I will appear to her many times, and I will take her spirit out of her body by my Spirit, and we shall go into hell. Tell all the people of the earth that this is for all to know. As we were high into the heavens, I turned and looked at Jesus. He was full of glory and power, and such peace flowed from him. I was in a spirit form. He took my hand and said, I love you, fear not, for I am with thee. We began to go higher into the sky, and I could see the earth below. And out of the earth was types of tunnels that would spin around to the center point and back again. These moved high above the earth, and they were attached to different parts of the earth. They looked like giant, dirty types of slinkies, and they moved all over the earth at times. What are these? I asked the Lord Jesus as we came near to one. These are gateways to hell, he said. We shall enter into one of these, into hell. And at this, we begin to enter into one of the funnels. And as we did, it looked like a tunnel. I remember hearing people say that when they died, they went down a dark tunnel. And this was a dark tunnel indeed. A deep darkness was all around us, and it smelled so horrible. It was hard to breathe. And along the sides of this tunnel were forms of all sorts embedded into the walls. Dirty gray forms of evil and forms of spirits that cried out to us. They could move out, but were still attached to the walls. A horrible smell and screams came from the inside of this tunnel. And at times I could make out their forms, and a dirty fog covered most of them. Oh, Lord, what are these? I held tight to Jesus' hand as he said, These are evil spirits ready to be spewed upon the earth at certain times. Evil laughters rang out and screams of death and an odor that was so bad I could hardly breathe. Yes, I had all my senses in hell. The forms tried to reach out and touch us but could not because of the power of Christ. We were going down, down, down inside this tunnel, and forms of evil was getting stronger and stronger, and the very air was dirty. And only the presence of Christ kept me from screaming. My friends, this is not a pretty picture, but I must give it to you. If there are children out there listening, I pray that the parents listen to these tapes first before letting your children listen to them. Screams so sad filled the air as we came to the base of the tunnel. Piercing cries and screams were coming up the dark tunnel to meet us, and I could hear cries of all sorts filling the air. I could feel fear, horror, all around, and the smell of decaying flesh was everywhere. Never on earth had I ever known there was such cries of pain and sorrow and regret as I heard. They were the cries from the dead, and I could hear the cries of the souls that was lost and gone to hell. There seemed to be a force of evil winds and a small suction force ahead of us. Light and dark shadows flashed in the darkness, and I also saw large snakes moving up ahead in the muck in the earth. Jesus said, We're about to enter the left leg of hell. Hell has a body lying in the center of the earth on her back. Where God has a body of believers, hell has a body of unbelievers. In hell there is no babies. There's no mongoloid children. There's no crippled children. The youngest person that Christ and I talked to in hell, I think, was 23 years old. And each soul that Christ talked to carried on conversations with him. And they gave their reasons why they should not be here. They also gave reasons why they were there and how they were now repenting in hell of the sins they committed upon the earth and how they would change if they could go back. It is the most heartbreaking, pitiful, true revelation that I've ever heard. But even Jesus cried many times, "My Father, have mercy." Many times as he revealed to hell to me. Hell was not created for man. It was created for the devil and his angels. Jesus said again, "We're about to enter into the left leg of hell. Ahead is sorrow, sadness, and horror. Evil demons and spirits of all sorts dwell here, my daughter. Forms of evil and the souls of many are ahead of us. I will grant you strength and protection as we go through hell. Much of the things that you're about to see will save many, many souls from here. This is real. This is their life as they choose it, my daughter. Fear not, for I shall be with you at all times. For my word says that in the last days the mysteries of God will be revealed, and this is a hidden mystery revealed to the world." We walked on. Hands reached out to us from the darkness, and I stood very close to Christ. But they did not touch us because of the power of the Lord. We stepped from the tunnel into hell and walked down a short way like a pathway into the left leg of hell. Jesus said, "In the left leg of hell are many pits, and this tunnel branches off into other parts of hell. But we shall walk into the left leg of hell first. Remember, I have all power in heaven and in earth." Jesus was a bright light, brighter than the sun, and the form of a man was inside that light. And at times I saw him as a spirit, and other times as a man. "The Father has spoken," Jesus said. "Come, we must obey and go on." You have all your senses in hell that you died with, and mine was working in full force, and I was alive. When you're walking in the spirit, it is more real than walking in the flesh. Fear was on every side, and untold danger was everywhere. Each step I took was horrible, and as I walked beside Christ to the first pit, I stood beside Jesus and felt so very, very sad. Jesus said very softly, "Come and follow me." We came to a large bowl-shaped hole in the earth, and Jesus said, "There are many such pits here." As far as I could see, there were pits in the earth, and in each pit dug into the earth was about 4 feet across and 3 feet deep, and brimstone was embedded into the insides of these pits. And in each pit was a soul that had died upon the earth that was encaged inside these pits. There was red-hot coals of fire, and in the center of this pit was another fire that had flames about 1.5 foot high, which at times grew into large flames. There was a soul inside each pit, and this soul was caged inside a skeleton form. "My Lord," I cried, "can you not let them out?" Oh, how sad was the sight of them. I thought, "My Lord, this could be me when I was backslid upon you." People, I pray that the Spirit of God touches your heart as never before as you hear this, and that you will never forget that there are people in hell today crying out for mercy. The horrors I'm about to tell you are so real and so sad they hurt. Please, I beg you, if you're a sinner, repent and come unto Jesus and be saved. If you're a backslider Christian, repent before it's too late. For only by the shedding of his blood can we be saved from this place. We walked up to the first pit, and then I heard a cry out of the center of it. And I saw the form of a skeleton crying, "Jesus, have mercy." "Oh, my Lord," I said, it was the voice of a woman. I looked at her, wanting to pull her out of the fire, for the sight of her broke my heart. The skeleton form of a woman was talking to Christ. In shock, I listened unto her. I saw her burning flesh hang by threads all over her form and would burn and fall off as she stood there. Here was a skeleton with a dirty mist inside that was her eternal soul. And all over her body hung parts of flesh that was full of decay and dead gray in color. The fire would start at her feet in small flames and go up all over her body. And there seemed to be a constant burning of her body. At times the flames would be like embers as she reached out to Jesus. The burning flesh hung by threads, and the color was a dead gray, and her skull had no hair, and where the eyes had been were empty sockets. Yet this soul had all her senses that she had died with. Cries, my friend, and moans of regret came from this soul like you never heard. No hope, no love in hell. Jesus said, "My child, you're here with me to let the world know that the wages of sin is death and hell is real." I looked at this woman again and I saw worms crawling out of her and parts of her skeleton form, and the fire did not harm them. Jesus said, "She knows and feels these in herself." "Oh my God," I cried, "have mercy." As the fire reached its peak, the horrible burning would start over again and again, and I watched in horror. Great cries, deep sobs shook the form of his soul, lost, no way out. No hope. "Why, Jesus, is she here?" Jesus said, "Come, I will tell you later." The next pit we came to had a woman on her knees as if looking for something. Her form also was full of holes. Her bones were showing through as she had that type of dress on. I don't know why. Her head was leaned forward and her skull was showing. There was fire all around her skull. And where the eyes should have been were empty sockets. A small fire was burning around her feet where she was kneeling, and she was clawing the sides of the pit in brimstone. And the fire was burning her hands, and the old dead gray flesh was falling off as she dug. Great sobs shook her frame. "Oh, Lord God," she cried, "I want out of here. I want out." As we watched, she got to the top of the pit with her feet, and I thought she was going to get out. When a large demon with large wings that seemed to be broken at the top and down by his sides ran to her, his color was a brownish black, and he had hair all over his large form, and the eyes of this demon were set way back in his head, and it was about the size of a large grizzly bear. He ran up to the woman and pushed her very hard back into the fires. I watched in horror as she fell into the flames. I felt so sorry for her. I wanted to take her in my arms and to pray for her and ask God to heal her, to get her out of this horrible place. Jesus knew my thoughts, and he said, "My child, judgment has been set. God has spoken." Even as a child, I called and called her to repent and come unto me, to serve me and to follow me. When she was 16 years old, many times I came and manifested myself into her life. And I said to her, "Give your life to me. Give your heart unto me. I will train you and teach you of my ways, for I've called you for my purpose. Fear not and walk with me. Be gentle, be kind, and be forgiven." For years and years I called her my child, but she would not hear. She would not listen. She said, "Someday I will serve you. I have no time for you now, God, no time. I want my life for fun." The woman said to Jesus, "My soul is truly in torment. There is no way out. I wanted riches, fame, and fortune, and I got it. I could buy anything I wanted," she said. "I was my own boss. I was the prettiest, best-dressed woman of my time. I had riches, fame, and fortune. But when I died, I could not take it with me," she cried. "Oh, Lord God, hell is so real, so horrible. I cannot sleep, and I cannot die. Oh, my God, help me." The woman looked at Jesus and said, "Oh, my sweet Lord, if only I listen unto you, I will always regret it. There is no end to my suffering, and the day will come when I'll be cast into the lake of fire. I know my destiny. This is forever. I thought I'd serve you someday when I got ready, and I thought you would wait for me, but oh, how wrong I was. I was the most sought-after woman for my beauty at that time. Yes, God called me into repentance. She was just speaking unto me. All my life he drew me with cords of love, and I thought I could use God when I needed him. He would always be there. Oh, yes, I used God. He would try so hard to get me to serve him all the way, but I would not give all my heart and life unto him. Then came the time that I thought I didn't need God anymore, but I thought he would still be there if I decided to turn back unto him. Oh, how wrong I was. For Satan began to use me, and I began to serve Satan more than God. And I loved him more than God. I loved to sin and would not turn back unto God. Satan used my beauty and my money, and all my thoughts turned to the devil and how much power I could get from him. Although the Lord Jesus continued to draw me, I refused him. I thought, still I have tomorrow. The next day I thought to turn to Jesus.
Oh, my God, how wrong I was. Oh, Lord, please let me out, she said. As she spoke, her bony hands and arms reached out to Jesus. Flames rose up and began to burn her. Oh, how sad, a picture of pain. Jesus said, the judgment is set. We walked on again into the right leg of hell. And ahead of us, this is what I saw. We were on a pathway which was dry and burnt. Screams filled the dirty air, and the forces of death were all around. There was a stink so horrible I could hardly breathe. It was dark except for the light of Christ in the flaming pits. And as far as the eye could see were pits of fire and burning souls, and the cries of regret in all places. Demons of all kinds were going past us. They growled as they went past us but could not touch us. Demon spirits of all sizes and all sorts were going by and talking. Jesus allowed me to hear them. Go, he said to the smaller imps and devils, do many evils, cause problems in home and cause harm. Rewards you shall have when you finish. People, remember, I'm quoting what the demons said. Remember those that have Christ as their Savior and beware of them. They have the power to cast you out. And only the mention of Jesus' name we have to flee. People, do you hear that? Do you know the knowledge that God has revealed to us? There is so much here that God wants the world to know. We walked on down the pathway, leaving the evil demons to carry on their conversations of what they were going to do. But I remember how they feared the name of Jesus and those that knew the Lord and how they could cast them out. I heard cries of pain and unforgettable sounds were everywhere. My Lord, my God, I said, what is next? We went on past more evil beings and past the pits of fire till we stopped at another pit. And it was a large framed man, and I heard him preaching the gospel. I looked in amazement to Jesus for an answer. As always, Jesus knew my thoughts. He said, what on earth? He was a preacher of the gospel. And at times he spoke truth and served me. I wondered what this man was doing in hell. He was about 6 feet tall, and his skeleton was a dirty gray. Parts, he seemed to have parts of clothing on, and I wondered why. They were all aflame, burning, tattered, and torn. Burning flesh was hanging by threads on his skeleton form. He also was dead gray in color, and a horrible odor came from him. I watched in horror as the man spread his hands if he was holding a book, and he began to read scriptures from a make-believe book. And then I remembered what Jesus said, you have all your senses in hell, and they are locked stronger in hell than on earth. Jesus said, listen to him, my child. The man read scripture after scripture. Jesus said to the man with much love in his eyes, peace be still. The man immediately stopped talking, and the form slowly turned and talked to Jesus. The man's soul was inside this form, and he said to the Lord, Lord, now I'll preach the truth to all people. Now, Lord, let me go tell others of this place. I knew on earth I did not believe there was a hell, nor did I believe you were coming again. I compromised with people in my church, and I did not like anybody that was different in race, creed, or color. I caused many to fall away from your laws, Lord. I made my own rules of heaven and hell, right and wrong. I led many astray. I caused many to stumble at your holy word, and oh my God, I knew better. I took money, oh my God, I stole. Have not I paid enough, my God, for my sins? I will do right now, Lord. I won't take money from the church anymore unlawfully. I now repent unto you, Lord Jesus. I will love all colors and race of people. Jesus said, you distorted the holy word of God, my Father. You lied about knowing the truth. The pleasures of this life was more important to you. I myself even visited you to turn you back, but you would not listen. Man, you went in your own way, and evil was your Lord. You knew the truth, and you would not repent or turn unto the Lord your God. Jesus was your Savior. I was there all the time. The judgment has been set. I wanted you to repent, but you would not. Sadness was all over the faces of Christ, and I knew if that man had listened, he would not be here today. Oh, people, please listen. Jesus said you should have told the truth and turned many unto righteousness. Man, you knew the way of the cross. You knew the way of righteousness. You knew to speak truth. Satan filled your heart with lies and sin. You should have repented with sincerity, not halfway. The word of God is true. It does not lie. Too late, too late. At that, the man shook his fist at Jesus and cursed him. Still, Jesus cried, My Father, have mercy. Jesus said, My child, my word is true. With sorrow, we walked on to the next pit. The man was still crying and cursing at the Lord. It broke my heart to hear such things for these souls burning in hellfire and for them to still curse our Lord. All along the pathway were such souls as this in pits of fire. Hands full of fire and flames reached out to Jesus, calling for mercy as we walked by. Such pain in their voices and crying out, Oh my God, I cannot die. Oh my Lord Jesus, have mercy on my soul. All dead, dry, and burning. Within myself I was crying, Oh earth, repent before you come here. Moans and cries and screams and sorrows of regret were everywhere in this place. No way out, no hope, and no love in hell. There's no water, and we thirst. We remember every sin we ever did. We remember everything that we ever did upon the earth. We remember how many came to us to tell us to repent and turn back unto the Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy on our souls. Their bony hands reached out to Christ as we walked through the pits of fire that twisted in and out, over and over, in and out through hell. Oh, Lord, I cried, give me strength to go on. Jesus said, My word is true. Unless people repent of their sins and ask me to come into their hearts and forgive them by my blood that was shed to wash away their sins. But if they recognize their own sins and come unto me, I will cleanse them from all their sins. I am faithful, I am just. I will wash away all their sins if they truly repent and ask me to come into their heart and save their soul. Each soul that talked with Christ was trying to give him a reason why they shouldn't be there or why they were there. Jesus would always give them his holy word. We are judged by his word. Jesus said, We're going to go now into the belly of hell. Come and follow me, Jesus said. Great snakes, large rats, and many evil spirits ran from the presence of the Lord as we entered another tunnel, leading into the belly of hell. Snakes hissed at us and rats ran past us. I walked very close to Jesus. There were many evil sounds. Large vipers and dark shadows was all around. Jesus was the only light. I stayed very close to him. Evil imps and devils were all along the sides of the tunnels as we came into another part of hell. These evil beings were going past us upon the earth to do Satan's bidding. Feeling my fear of this dark, damp, dirty, evil place, Jesus said, Fear not. We will be at the end very soon. In hell, there are different degrees, different torments, and different levels, and different types of torment for different souls. We were going to go to where the occult worshippers that had died and went to hell who worshipped the devil on the earth. In the belly of hell, there was the backsliding preachers, the whoremongers, the homosexuals, the ungodly. There are all types of torments for different souls in hell, and Satan torments these souls, my friends. We must recognize that we're serving a God of love, but also a God of wrath and a God of judgment. He is a just God. He is a righteous God. And we must wake up to this truth and reality and have a just balance in His holy word. Ahead of us, I could see more light. It was a dim yellow light, and we came into the out of the tunnel of evil onto a dirt ledge. And as far as I could see was much activities in the belly of hell. Jesus said, I'm going to take you around the belly of hell and reveal to you many secrets. Come and follow me. Jesus said, demon powers are real, my daughter. Satan is real. Powers of darkness are real. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven and heal their lands and their bodies. There is a heaven and there is a hell. People, wake up, wake up. Listen to this report. For if Jesus came today, would you be ready? God wants you to be aware of the realities of hell and to save you from this place. He wants you to know you have a way out. Jesus Christ is the Savior of your soul. Believe the gospel and live unto righteousness.
These things are faithful and true. The truth is marching on. Remember, only those with their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter into heaven. We came to the first activity we saw in the belly of hell that was in a dark corner. I remember the words of the Lord when he said, "It will seem like I have left you at times, but remember, I will not. I have all power in heaven and earth." And at times they will not see us, the evil powers, but at times they will. Jesus said, "Fear not, for what you're about to see is real. These things are happening now, my child, and will be unto death and hell or cast into the lake of fire. Much, much sorrow is ahead of us, much grief and much evil, much activities in hell. Ahead of us I could hear voices, also the cries of souls in torment. We walked forward into a small hill and light filled the area, and I could see clearly. Cries even stronger than in the pits of fire could be heard in this place. I heard the cries of a man higher than the other cries of the souls. Hearken unto my voice, said Jesus. What you're about to hear and see is true. Take heed, you ministers of the gospel, for these are faithful and true sayings. Awake, awake, evangelists, preachers, teachers of my word, all of you that are called of the Lord to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ." I wondered what was ahead of us after Christ spoke so sternly. We walked about 15 feet from an activity, and this is what I saw. Jesus spoke with much firmness and authority and very stern. "And people, as I speak to you, many of you are going to think this is make-believe, but I guarantee it's not. This is exactly what Christ revealed to me. And to the best of my ability, I'm going to fulfill the call of Christ upon my life. This is no plaything. This is real, and this is your life if you choose it." When I was on the television recently on a Christian talk show, the Holy Spirit came down so mightily, and the anointing of God was so powerful, and many ministers called in and repented and gave their heart back unto God when I shared this testimony of what God showed me in hell. We came up on an activity in hell, and this is where the high cries of that soul was coming from. I saw small, dark-clothed figures marching around an object, and as I looked closer, this is what it was. The figures that marched around the object was a coffin, and there was demons around it. Yes, this was a coffin in hell. And there were 12 demons marching in a circle around this coffin with some type of spears in their hand. And they were shoving it inside this coffin. And then by the power of Almighty God, we were lifted above this coffin. And Jesus said, "Look and see and listen." Jesus said, "Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches." And as we looked, I could see a soul inside this coffin. It was like the top of it disappeared. The evil beings could not see us because of the power of Christ. And as I watched, the demons would laugh and push a spear into this soul. I cried out, "Oh, my Lord Jesus, my God, what is this?" The soul had such a cry of being lost with no hope, no love, lost for eternity, and being suffered over and over by these demon powers. The torment of this soul was horrible to behold. If only he could get free. I pulled at Jesus' hand and begged him to let him out. The cry and the desperate cries of sorrow filled the air. No hope, no love was in this place. This soul had abandoned all hope. A hopeless cry came from this coffin, a cry of pain and sorrow and uneasiness because of lonesomeness and lost forever into hellfire. "Oh, my Lord Jesus, oh, my God, can you not let him out?" As Jesus spoke, the man saw us, and he cried, my Lord, let me out, have mercy on my soul. I've been here for such a long, long, long time, and I cannot die. For before my eyes was a soul, and inside that soul there seemed to be a human heart, and blood did run from it, and the spears was going into this heart. Don't ask me why Jesus showed it to me like this, but he did. And he said to the Lord, "Oh, my God, I'll serve you now. Let me out. Let me out. Lord, I will now preach your true gospel. I will tell about sin and hell. I will do my best. I will
obey my calling upon my life. I will preach the truth. Holy, oh my God, let me out of here. Jesus said this soul was a preacher of my words. He used to serve me with all his heart and led me unto salvation. Some are still serving me today, but my word means what it says. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Some are still serving me today because of him, my daughter. Those that he led unto me. But my word says, keep my commandments and love the brethren. The lust of the flesh, the deceitfulness of riches led him astray. He let Satan rule him instead of my spirit. He had a big church and a fine car and a large income. But he began to steal from the church offerings and he began to teach lies. And he knew better. Oh, my Lord, I felt such sorrow and compassion for this soul. Jesus said he spoke part lies and part truth, and he knew better. He would not let me correct him, my child. I sent many to him to tell him to repent and preach the truth. The true gospel of Jesus Christ he knew. The Lord stressed this as we talked to this soul. There was much compassion coming from Jesus as he stressed that this man knew better. He loved the pleasures of this life more than the life of God. He knew not to teach or preach any other doctrine except the truth. He caused many to stumble and fall in the end. He once knew holiness, he knew not to sin. He said the Holy Ghost was a lie in the end. He said you could be a drunkard and get to heaven even if you did not repent. Much sin entered into him, he would not repent. He said God would not send you to hell, God was too good for that. He caused many to fall from the word of the Lord. He said he did not need me, for he was his own God. He also said he wanted to open seminars for this kind of teaching. My holy word was trampled under his feet. Yet I loved him still. Yet he would not repent and tell the people he had lied. My child, remember this soul knew my ways, my power and my anointing and my love. But he chose the world instead of me. It is better to have never known me than to have turned back, than to know me and turn back from me. If only he had listened unto me, said the Lord. If only he had cared about his soul and others. He did not listen to me when I called and he would not hear. He had eyes to see and ears to hear, but he would not hear and he would not see. He loved the easy life. He loved to listen to the voice of Satan. Instead of me, I called and called and called him to repent, but he would not come back unto me. One day he was killed and came here. Satan does torment souls more that have preached my word and that have saved souls for my kingdom. This is his torment in hell. In horror I watched the demons march around the coffin, and the man's heart did beat, and people real blood ran from this heart upon his bony hands. And the cries of his torment was unbelievable. And I'll never forget the cries of this soul. And Jesus was looking with great compassion and sorrow at this man. The blood of many are upon this man's hands. Many are in torment here because of him. He said the word of God is true, and the power of his word is real, and the maker of his soul is real. If only he had obeyed the truth, he knew better. Too late, too late. Jesus spoke to the woman that was standing in a pit of fire. He said, while on earth I called and called you to get your heart right with me, to forgive others, to be kind, to love the truth and righteousness, to forgive those that hurt you. I have visited you many times in the midnight hour to tell you of my love, and I drew by you by my spirit unto me, yet you would not. With your lips you said you loved me, but your heart did not mean it. I sent others to tell you time after time to repent and come to me, but you would not hear, you would not listen. With sadness, Jesus spoke to this pitiful soul that was burning in the same state as the others. She said, Lord, you remember how I went to church and was a good woman. I joined the church and I was a member of the church. I knew your call upon my life, and I knew I had to obey that call at all costs. Jesus said, oh woman, as you talk to me, you're still full of lies and sin. Yes, I called you, but you would not hear. And being a church member does not get you to heaven. You must be born again of my Spirit of God to enter heaven. You cannot go to heaven with sins in your life.
Your sins were many, and you would not repent. You caused many to stumble at my word, did you not? You will not forgive others of what they did to you. You pretended to love and serve me. In front of Christians, you did well. But away from Christians, you lied, cheated, and sold. You also led a fruitless life. You gave heed to seducing spirits and enjoyed your double life. You talked about your brothers and sisters in Christ, and many times you judged them that you were holier than they. You did sin in your heart and would not repent. Many people after receiving me need deep healing. Extra love, extra caring as a little child. Many men and women and children after receiving me need a mighty, compassionate touch of me. Many were abandoned, raped, abused, and forced to sin and do evil. This I know. But you would not listen to my sweet spirit of compassion. They needed counseling in the spirit of truth and love to help them grow as a holy branch in me. You were cruel and you judged the outside of the person. You would not repent. Yes, you said you loved me with your lips and you worked in the church, but yet your heart was far from me. You knew the ways of the Lord and you understood. You played with God and God knows all things. If you had sincerely served God, you would not be here today. You cannot serve Satan and God at the same time. Choose you this day whom you shall serve, says Jesus. Many in the last days shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, and shall serve sin. Come out from among them and be you separated, saith the Lord. Walk not in the way with them. The woman began to curse and swear at Jesus, and cries and screams came from her, and the flames began to rise up from her feet to her chest as we walked on. Sorrows of regret were everywhere. The next soul that we came to was in the same pitiful state. The skeleton was the same as the others, and I wondered what this soul had done. Lost and undone with no hope and no future. Hell is for eternity, I thought. I cried within myself, and oh, how sad was the crying of the souls in their torment. I listened to this soul speak to Jesus, and she was speaking the word of God. Oh, Lord, what is she doing here, I asked. Jesus, she said, you are the way, the truth, and the light of the world. Follow him with all your life and serve him. He loves and will save you. Come unto him. I am quoting what she said. When she spoke, the other souls heard her. Some would listen. Some would swear and curse her. Some would tell her to stop. Demons would come and torment her to shut up. She cried out, Lord Jesus, please help me. Moans and cries of regret and pain came from this pitiful soul. I stood there thinking many things, and Jesus knew my thoughts. I don't understand, Lord, why she's here, because she sounded so right. Jesus said, child, she was called to me at a young age, to preach the word of God, to be a witness of the gospel of Christ. She knew the truth. I called different ones for different uses in my body, my daughter, to further the word of God. I called her to preach my word. There is neither male nor female, for you are one in Christ Jesus. We must obey the call of God upon our lives. Yes, she did answer my call for many years. She grew in the knowledge of the Lord. She learned my voice and did many good works. She studied the word of God. She prayed to the Lord. She had many prayers answered. She taught many in the ways of holiness. She was faithful in her house as the years went by. One day, she found out her husband was seeing another woman, and she grew very bitter and would not forgive him or try to save her marriage. Her husband was wrong and did sin. Satan entered in him and caused him to sin. But this woman knew my word, and she knew to forgive, and she knew that whatever the temptation was, that there was a way of escape. Anger grew inside of her. She would not give it unto me. She turned more bitter every day and said in her heart, here am I serving God all the way, and he's running around with another woman. Do you think that is right? She said to the Lord. She said, dear Lord, help me now. Help me, dear Lord. Her husband had came and cried for repentance and had fell at her feet and asked her to forgive him and had asked the church also to forgive him. But she would not listen. And as time went on, she would not pray to me anymore, read her Bible. she began to be very angry at her husband and those about her. She quoted many Bible scriptures at him, began to hate him. Even when he told her that he was sorry and had asked for her forgiveness and that the devil had tempted him, she would not believe him. She was very jealous of her husband. She said, "I'm going to leave him," and he asked her not to leave him. A long time ago, he had stopped the adultery and was trying to save his marriage. He had repented unto God and his wife and others, and his sins were washed away by the blood of the Lamb. She would not forgive or ask me to help her or to forgive and forget. "Yes, I'll even help you forget the sorrow," saith the Lord. Many times I tried to reach out and talk to her, but she would not listen. Her heart grew bitter and much sin entered in. Murder grew in her heart instead of love, anger. Hate grew in her, and one day she was so angry she killed her husband and the other woman and herself. Satan took her over completely. My friend, I beg you to wake up and repent. You need to reconcile your soul unto God and to those that are about you and your loved ones. I looked at the lost soul that gave up Christ and lost her soul forever in flames and pain, and I listened as she spoke. And the cries of this woman was so sad, and she said, "I will forgive now, Lord." She said, "Let me out, let me out. I will obey now. I am preaching your word in hell, Lord, can't you see?" She said, "In an hour, demons will come and take me to be tormented worse. For hours they will torment me because I was a preacher of your word. My torments are worse, Lord. Please, Lord, I beg of you, let me out, let me out." The cries of this woman were so sad. "Help me, Lord Jesus, never to get bitter or let hate come into my heart." She begged and begged Jesus to let her out. "I've been here for many years. Please, O Lord, let me out. There is no end to my torment. With sorrow, we walked away. And he looked up and he cried, my Father, have mercy. Come and follow me. Come unto the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, and he'll deliver you. You that are hearing this tape, if you are drinking strong drink, God has the power to deliver you. Jesus will help you and send ministering angels to you. Do not go to a burning hell. Many drink because of deep hurts. But Christ is your answer. Jesus is the way out. Call upon him and he will hear and help you. He loves you very much. My Father's gift is forever, Jesus said. His love is real. His mercy endureth forever. Give all your heart unto the Lord. Do not let the things of the world take you to a living, burning hell. For Jesus will give you the power over temptation. For sin is death, and only Jesus has the power to forgive the sins of men and women. Being unfaithful to one another, going out on one another, is not right. When you are married, it is a sin. Do not do it, saith the Lord. If you are married and committing adultery, stop. It is a sin. If you're a single person at the age of knowing right and wrong, do not do the sins of the flesh. Repent, O earth, for the sins of this life are death. Children, do not take strong drugs or dope off the street or in your home. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll deliver you and help you, and he will lead you to others. Go to a good church, get help, and Jesus will help you, and with his deliverance power, he will heal you. Jesus said, "For I've sent many angels upon the earth to draw many unto me." He's talking to the children now. Do not take things to hurt your body. He's calling unto you to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will give you the strength, and he will deliver you from these vices of the devil. And he's saying, "Come and hear what the Lord is saying unto you." Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Satan comes as an angel of light to deceive the world. Do not do the things of this world. And as he talked to this young man, again he began to speak to this young soul of a man burning in hell. He said, "He knew my holy word. He knew love. But he said, one more party, Jesus. Jesus will understand. Death knows no mercy," said Jesus. "He waited too late to yield or submit unto me. He recognized I was calling him many, many, many times over, but he would not hear. He would not listen. I thought of my children who would soon be 23. O Lord, my God, have mercy upon them. If any of my children who are hearing this tape today, you know the way of God. You know, repent, O children out there in the world, and call upon Jesus, for he will answer when you call. He loves you. There is hope in Christ. He will deliver you. He will help you. If you could only see the Word of God in action and the mighty power of the Holy Spirit and the angels that fight for your salvation, they fight for you. And against the demon forces that come against you, God's Word is true. Oh, my children, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, and His Word is true. This young man's cries rang inside of me for days, and I will never forget the cries of his regret, crying out to the Lord to forgive him, to let him even come back up on the earth, and to warn the young people. I know you people hearing this have loved ones, little children. You do not want to come here. Tell them about this before it's too late. Tell them to repent of their sins. Forgive them, love them, and guide them. Have compassion upon them. But you must let them know that there is hope in Jesus, and He loves them and will deliver them. This is true, and this is what Jesus revealed to me about these sins. Jesus began to reveal to me another part of hell called outer darkness. He showed me many parts of hell, the heart of hell and many other things, but this is outer darkness. And we saw a tall, dark figure. It was a dark angel in hell, and he was holding an object in his hand. I heard weeping and gnashing of teeth. No hope was in this place. This angel was about 30 feet high and full of darkness, and he was great in stature. And he knew exactly what he was doing. This object that he had in his hand was a large disc, and he began to turn slowly and very slowly and lift it higher and higher and began to cast it up and out of hell. There was fire in this disc. Jesus said, "This is outer darkness." I heard much weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Dear Lord," I said, "what is this?" Jesus said, "The king said unto the servants, bind him hand and foot, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." "Dear Lord," I said, "you mean your servants are here?" "Yes," said Jesus. "They turned back after I called them. They love this life better than my ways. They would not make a difference between good and evil and stand for truth and love. They would not stand for truth and holiness. You must not turn back as you start to know me and have the knowledge between good and evil. Believe me, I will keep you in all your ways and supply all your needs if you will do truth and righteousness. If you sin, you have an advocate with the Father in my name," Jesus said. "Be truthful, have a forgiving heart, be obedient, be forgiven, be ready, for I come in an hour you think not. Many of the children of the kingdom is here. They would not believe. I said, do no evil, do not lie, do not cheat, and do not steal. Do not hurt, and do not afflict the saints of one another. I watched this angel threw this thing out of hell, and we began to follow this disc up and out. And in this lake of fire, my children, in this disc was a lake of fire, and there was multitudes and multitudes of souls burning in this lake of fire. We need to watch and pray, for you never know when Christ shall return. Christ revealed a clock ticking. Time is running out. A large clock over the earth, and the hour hand is on the 12 o'clock hour. The minute hand races and stops at 3 till 12 o'clock, and the clock is ticking louder and louder until it seems like the whole earth is full of a ticking sound. Souls are dying every second of time. Souls are slipping into hell. Their screams are heard by the Spirit. Jesus said, we must work while it is light, for night cometh and no man can work. The sickle is ready to gather the harvest. God's voice is like a trumpet. He spoke in a voice that sounded like many waters. Listen and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Be ready, for in an hour you think not, I will come again. Dear Lord, I pray right now, I pray that the hearts of this people out there, Lord, who are hearing this, will open their hearts to the Spirit of God. I pray now, Lord, that your hand is moving and many are being saved through this testimony of hell. And many cries of repentance and regret are going out. And I see bitterness and hate feelings leaving many souls. And dear Lord, I see you reaching out to many across the lands. And I thank God for this opportunity to put this testimony on tape. I thank you, God, and I give you all the credit and all the glory, Lord, for only you alone could do this, my Lord.
Bless these precious people. Bless their homes. Bless their loved ones, God, and deliver them from the power of Satan. And I bind the prince and powers of darkness in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord God, that you set them all free. And I see chains of darkness breaking off. And I see the power of God flowing like a river into these homes. And I see many people being set free. I thank you, Lord, for this divine revelation of hell.